Thank you so much, Craig. All right, we're going to take phone calls here in just a moment at 888-787-1310. If you're a P1, you want to call in, participate in the program, say something to us, or you have an observation or an interesting insight, feel free to call in. This is the only show that has the guts to talk to you, the listener. You ever wonder what is the best thing to give to a homeless person? We're all faced with that conundrum of the homeless person standing at the intersection. You're in the left-hand turn bay. You get the red light. They're standing right there with a sign that says they were a veteran of the War of 1812, and they have fake legs, and they need your help. I don't always buy their signs. I think a lot of that stuff is made up, but they clearly are in need.
Yes.
So what do you do? Do you give them money, knowing that many of them will blow it on unhealthy things? Do you just say, well, that's their choice because I blow my money on unhealthy things, so they can blow whatever they want, their money on whatever they want? Or do you try to be more responsible and give them a healthy thing, like a bottle of water?
An apple.
I've done this several different ways, and I need to settle on a policy. I gave a homeless guy a typewriter once. I gave a homeless guy a typewriter. Had an extra one in my car. Thought, well, he may need to put together a resume. Here's a typewriter. He said, thanks. And took it and set it down and then kept on homelessing at that point. But the other day, I handed a homeless guy a $5, and I felt weird about that. And I thought, you know, I really want to set my policy and start sticking to it. What is going to be my policy?
I think your bit that I know have done several times of going and buying them food or whatever it is that they want the money for, I think that's the best way to go.
Yeah, that's always whenever I would get hit up by a homeless person outside of a restaurant that I'm walking into, and they ask me for money, I always say, no, I won't give you money, but you can come in and eat with me. And I'll just sit there and have a conversation with them. You know, usually they'll have an interesting life story.
You never find out about their life. Eat.
I know, because I'm not interested in your life story.
That's terrible.
But yeah, I routinely have dinners with homeless people. No, I wouldn't say routinely, but it does happen maybe once a year. If they catch me out in front of a restaurant, I'll invite them in. But so I was reading about this. What is the best thing to give a homeless person? If you see them on the street corner, what are you going to hand to them? A lot of people say socks is the best thing you can carry around to give homeless people.
Okay.
Because they're always in need of fresh socks.
One size fits all.
But in cold climates, you shouldn't get cotton socks. Because if they're in a snowy climate and those get water in them, you don't want to get trench foot.
Get wool.
That's right. You got to get wool socks in those cases. Several people who were homeless that were talked to in the various pieces that I read on this subject said that maybe not the water so much. Because they said water is actually somewhat easy to get with public water fountains or water sources that are out there. They say drinks like Gatorade are better because things that have electrolytes or calories in it that the body can use. Not that water is not anything, you know, it's still better than nothing. But if you have
day like today, that'd probably be a good thing, water or Gatorade.
Yes. Or those little packets that you can put in water, you know, like the little electrolyte or flavor packets where you can turn water into Gatorade, which is how Jesus became Jesus. That's how he proved he was Jesus.
Gatorade
once.
Packet?
Yeah, no, he turned water into Gatorade by using electrolyte packets that he had hidden up his robe sleeve. I may have the story wrong. I'm not exactly sure. A volunteer at a homeless shelter said that when she worked there, the item that she would give away the most often and that the homeless people wanted the most were bus passes.
Huh.
So that they could sit in the day, you know, for a day in air conditioning when it's really hot outside.
Good idea. I'd take that.
Yeah. Some people said, well, I carry around granola bars and hand them out to homeless people. Then someone else smartly pointed out that granola may not be the best choice because a lot of homeless people have dental issues, and something that's that hard to crunch, heck, I almost crack off a tooth biting into certain granola bars. So get something softer and chewier, you know, like those, some Clif bars, I think, or
Butterfinger.
I don't think a Butterfinger is good for
those
the teeth.
Those are hard.
Why are you always trying to give homeless people Butterfingers?
I'm just spitballing ideas.
Somebody else recommended spare clothes. And
why not give them good clothes? Why spare clothes?
I think just any kind of clothes. But because they said, you know, homeless people, you have to be mobile and they may not be able to carry around a whole bunch of clothing. So I've had this happen to me before, too, when I was walking into a large store that carried everything.
Generic.
A homeless guy stopped me out front and needed money, had to get down to Houston, just ran out of gas, needed a new transmission. I don't know what his story was. I said, you know, no, I won't give you money, but once again, I'm heading into this store, and if you need something in here, we could go buy something. Oh, no, he said that he needed clothes. That's what he told me as we were walking in. Well, then I need clothes. I said, okay. And I walked into the store with him. I said, you know, yeah, you know, pick you out an outfit here and get you some clothes. And this was in a place, you know, it wasn't a high-end clothing shop. It was a place that also sold fishing lures and toilet paper and laundry detergent.
Well, they got it all.
They had everything there. This dude loaded up a shopping cart. I ended up buying him six outfits and
that's
a huge mega pack of underwear and a mega pack of socks. And I finally had to cut him off.
When cutting off the homeless.
I had to cut off a homeless guy from maxing out my credit card. And yeah, I felt like a jerk for doing it, but I'm buying him six outfits. What more is required of me there?
Nothing.
That's your fault. You didn't give him a budget.
No, I didn't. I didn't. So that's why I ended up buying him six outfits. But he didn't have any problem carrying that around. And you know what? Now that I think about it, that's the reason I bought him clothing is because he said he needed money to get some clothes. So I brought him in there and bought clothes. Well, cut to a week later, I'm going into that same store again to get fishing lures, laundry detergent, and fruit. And the guy stops me out there and said, hey, sir, can you help me out? I need some money to get some clothes.
He didn't remember you?
Didn't remember me.
Wow.
So
that's sorry.
How do you think I responded to him?
You probably reminded him.
Yeah.
Yeah, knowing you.
I told him, no, I'm not going to give you money to buy clothes because I just bought you a month's supply of clothes last week at this time. And he said, oh, yeah, yeah, man. Thanks. And he walked away.
Dang.
Poor guy.
I said, those pants you're wearing right now are ones that I bought you. Oh, yeah, man. Sorry. Sorry. Didn't recognize you.
Mm.
Yeah, it was tough. Underwear is a common need for homeless people.
Gotta be.
Because it's something that they don't feel comfortable asking anyone for, and who's going to hand them underwear to begin with.
But how do you get the right size?
What do you mean the right size?
The right size.
He gets whatever size I'm throwing away.
What if he's a 32 waist and you're giving him a 38? They won't work.
Hey, that's the breaks.
Well, it's no help.
If I'm switching out my underwear collection, he just has to take what I'm... No, you're supposed to give them new underwear.
But what size?
You get a variety pack.
Like the cereal packs?
Yeah, you get a fun pack. Get a fun pack of underwear and hand them out. Foot powder, also something good to give the homeless.
Oh, yeah.
What? Why did you say that?
I feel like they would need that.
Have you ever given a homeless foot powder?
No, I've never used foot powder.
No,
because you've never
either.
Been homeless.
Well, it's not just for the homeless. It's for everybody.
Foot powders, not just for the homeless?
Problems, that should be
tough
foot
hour.
A foot powder company's slogan. It's not just for the homeless. It's for everybody.
Baby wipes, another good thing to give the homeless. It's a way to clean up, you know. They don't have access to showers all the time.
Right.
And so you can use these baby wipes.
Well, that's a really good idea.
And a lot of people recommend, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to settle on the items that I think are the best homeless starter kit. What do you call it? Just a kit. Doesn't need to be a homeless starter kit. Just a kit.
That makes it sound like if you want to be homeless, yeah, this is the kit you use.
It sounds aspirational in some way.
This is how you get going.
But have them in your car ready to go, and that way you just hand them the kit that you've assembled, you know, that has some of these items in it, and you hand it to the guy at the street corner. I think that makes it so much less tense at a street corner from either handing him money and then having to go through all the mental gymnastics in your head about, is that the right thing to do? I don't know if that was the right thing to do. What did he doesn't look like he's an alcoholic. I think he is an alcoholic. Actually, he's going to spend that on something bad. You have to go through all that because you're handing him a pre-thought-out kit of greatness.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Packed with homeless goodness.
The last time...
And then you look forward to encountering the homeless on the median. And that doesn't... You can't say that very often, can you?
No.
If you had the pre-assembled savior kits that are going to make you feel great about yourself, then you'll look forward to encountering the homeless at intersections because you will proudly be able to hand that out the window and let it linger, you know, pull it away from his hand a few times to make sure enough cars see that you're handing him something.
Call the Dallas Morning News so they send a photographer out there to get a pic of you.
Yes. You got to tell them, don't take it from my hand yet. Just pause with your hand on it, too, while I take a selfie of me handing this to you.
And then you don't even give it to them. You drive away.
Yeah, and then you tell them, I need that one back, actually.
How many would you carry with you?
I think you got to carry, you know, 10.
Okay. I think it's a great idea.
Don't you think that's a good idea? That's what I want to encourage people to do is to assemble a little care package that you can give beggars, you know, guys who are begging on the street, or women. You know, the thing, if you regularly encounter a homeless woman, a good thing to give her is the gender-specific...
Feminine hygiene products.
Feminine hygiene products, yes. I was going to...
Well, I should start carrying some of those in your car.
Oh, I've got tons of those in my car.
I believe it.
There's a homeless woman that lives in a park very close to my house.
Is there more to the story, or...?
No.
All right.
Actually, now that I think of it, there is more.
Okay, good.
She's been there for at least 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I see her quite frequently, and I have offered her help in the past, and she refuses anything. She's like the most independent homeless person I've ever seen. She doesn't want any help. She just lives
from
in that
you.
Park. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know anybody else that's offered her help, but whatever I offer, she refuses it. Isn't that odd?
What have you offered?
Food. Clothing.
It's pronounced clothing. It's a long O.
Maybe money at one point.
I had one of those last night.
Maybe money at one point. But she always says, I'm doing fine, thank you. I mean, she's nice, but she always says, no, I'm doing fine.
Huh.
But she lives in
you
the park.
You sure she's homeless?
Positive.
She may just be a neighbor.
Positive.
How are you positive?
You can tell.
Dude.
What? How do you know the guy on the street corner is homeless?
Because he's holding a sign that says as much.
But you said you don't believe their signs.
I don't believe the part of the sign that said that he was a veteran of the War of 1812.
Oh, so now you're picking and choosing what parts of the signs you believe.
Yes, I think he's fluffing the truth a little bit.
All right, okay.
Hey, you know, the last time I actually was approached by somebody homeless, I was filling up my car, and he came over and he said, hey, do you have any cash? I need to buy some beer. And
he's using the honesty.
Yes,
play.
And for whatever reason, I really appreciated that, and I gave him money for a six-pack. And he went straight in, bought the beer, came out, held it up, and showed me.
Gosh.
And we both smiled, and he walked off.
I don't know that I'd be proud of that, Junior.
Why?
Because the guy died of alcoholism like a week later.
I made his day.
I'm glad you've done some nice things for the homeless, Gordon, because it's 39% of your comedy routine.
39% is what?
Homeless humor.
What is homeless humor?
What you do 39% of the time.
Okay, we've got caught in a loop here.
You know, the old, how's his 401k doing as he walks
You're
by?
You're the one that brought up the 401k.
You are the one that brought up 401ks.
Claiming that they
I didn't bring it up, he brought it up.
That they all had 401ks.
You claim that all homeless have 401ks and don't have
finally,
access to it
after
as
years
a way of
hearing,
getting out of helping them.
Finally, after hearing years of that joke, I just said, well, how do you know? He may have something
that's
in a 401k.
True.
He just doesn't know how
true.
To get to it.
Okay, P1s, what really happened was I said, hey, let's go over there and help this homeless guy. And Giorgio said, wait, hold it here. I'm not helping him. He has a 401k that he may have lost access to,
oh,
but he's
yeah,
got
that,
one.
That sounds like a much more reasonable story. Okay. Yeah,
I thought
we'll go
the
with
quote
your version.
Was, a lot of homeless people have 401ks, they just don't have access to them.
That's what you said, Giorgio.
I may have, and I could have worded that certainly better.
Like not wording it at all?
It was in reaction. No.
That would have been the best wording.
No, it was in reaction to hearing that joke for, I don't know,
what
the
joke? There's no joke.
Of, hey, you want to go ask that guy how his 401k's doing?
No.
No, Gordon, I don't.
A lot
he
of homeless
probably doesn't have
most
one.
Homeless people don't have 401ks, Giorgio. Contrary to what you were trying to claim.
I agree.
In a way of getting out of helping
but
them.
But I said there's a chance that they might. They just don't know how to get to it.
Your reasoning for not helping a homeless person is there's a chance they have a 401k.
Well, I know for a fact there are some homeless people who used to be doing really well. And all of a sudden, through either alcohol or drug abuse or some sort of mental problem, they have not been able to function. And, yeah, they still have money in a bank account somewhere. So stands to reason they may have money in a 401k that they paid into when they were employed by a corporation for 15
or 20
years.
Listen how long this explanation is. Whereas all I want to do is go over and hand him a little care package. And you're saying don't. Because, you
that's
know, he was probably doing
day.
Better than he's doing now.
That's not what you said that day. You said, how do you think his 401k's doing?
That's not true.
Not as good as mine.
I'm being
I'm a
besmirched
radio
on local radio right now. I'm the one advocating for care kits. For starter. That is a childish rejoinder.
I want to hear from the P1. No, you don't.
Anyway.
Yes, I do.
I'm advocating for people to start putting together homeless starter packs.
Not to
carry in your car.
So you can make 401k
starter
jokes.
Pack is not, that's not the right phrase.
Yeah, well, what else? Whatever I said
care
it was.
Pack.
Care package, yes. Care kit. But then you got to have them color-coded for male and female if you got tampons stuffed in one of them, right?
Yeah.
If you got a, if part of your care packs have tampons, and what would be the male...
The mail may thing. Find a use for one of those.
What? You're saying you should give homeless men tampons? Why?
Because we don't have to be so gender specific.
You had a hard time with
I
the
did.
Word specific.
I did. You need to get over it and go to calls.
The male equivalent, by the way, would be to put a couple of condoms in the pack.
Wait, the male equivalent to a tampon is a condom?
Yes.
I'm not so sure that's the direct opposite.
No, I'm just saying what's kind of, what could you do that's male
what's,
specific?
What's kind of like a, what is a male version if, of a blood absorbing device?
No.
And that's a condom.
No, you never made it that specific.
Okay.
If you're putting female specific tampons in
wait,
their,
did you just use the term female specific tampons?
In their care packs. Then you asked, what could I put in the male care pack to make
right?
it more of a male care pack? You could put a couple of condoms. Because you don't want them getting a sexually transmitted disease or transmitting one.
I agree with you that condoms are a good idea for homeless. Okay? But you can put those in the female care packs,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you could. But
you should probably put the condoms in both care packs.
It's less awkward to put it in the guy's care pack. If you put it in the lady's care pack, you're implying she sleeps around.
I don't think you're implying
yes,
that.
Yes, you are.
Although there is a creepy element to it. If you're handing a homeless woman, hey, here's a couple condoms.
Right.
You makes don't it seem like you're on the move here somehow with her.
Right.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
My head hurts.
All right, let's go to the phones, shall we? Let's go to...
Oh, we're doing this. Bonnie in Washington, D.C.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. Wow, I can't believe I'm talking to you guys. This is so exciting.
Since you are, you appear to be female. You're female presenting right now. So
yes, fully female.
If you were a homeless woman, would you want me to give you tampons or condoms,
Mark?
100%. Although I don't know tampons. Yeah, not condoms.
You don't want condoms?
Well, I mean, this is an odd conversation.
Well, that's what is that you what get when I you thought talk
that's
to Gordon.
What you, I thought that's what you called about.
No.
You were going to get to choose.
Sound off on it.
You're the caller of the day, so you get to choose condoms or tampons.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going tampons all the way. Tampons all the way.
Oh, don't say that. All right. Bonnie, what's up? What's on your mind?
Well, here's the deal. My husband's a big P1. He got me hooked on you guys, Muser specifically. Gordo, I love you. I think you're very talented. George, I think you're great. Craig, you're great. But I've been listening all quarantine and waiting for Ticketmouse. And I just feel like he's the hero of 2020 league.
Much like homeless people in their 401ks, we have lost the ability to access the Ticketmouse right now.
We know he's there. We just don't know how to get to him.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay.
We'll figure it out, though.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to keep listening. And I just feel like he's going to bring 2020 around. So if you can find him.
Yes.
I agree.
That will be good.
I think. Yeah.
What about back to the condoms and tampon thing?
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Would you say you used a condom or a tampon most recently? Which of those two, if you had to choose between the two items? Because I'm trying to decide what to get you for Christmas.
Neither, because I'm knocked up, so.
This is non-disclosure! This is non-disclosure! Non-disclosure!
Vacation may take that out of you.
How much baby do you have in you right now?
5 months.
Congratulations.
Do you know if it's biological sex yet?
I do. We found out the other day.
It's a boy?
It's a boy, baby.
Congratulations.
Do you already have the children's?
No.
Oh, this is your first one.
Yeah. This is our first, yep.
Are you scared of the incredible pain of childbirth?
Yes, matter of fact, I am.
Way to go, Junior.
You'll do fine.
Way to go. Do you want to have like a natural childbirth?
I would like to, yes.
So no epidural?
That's the plan, but I hear that choices change.
You're going to say in a demonic voice, give me drugs about 10 minutes in. maybe. I don't know.
Are you going to film the...
No.
The emergence?
No.
Good idea.
Yeah. You're not?
We don't want any record of that. No.
Good idea. You have it in your memory. That's
don't
all you
want
need.
Any
That's
record right. of that. It is a beautiful moment.
It is.
You need
We've
to film the miracle.
That's all we need. No.
That's right.
No,
you need to film the miracle of that bloodbath.
Gosh.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. So many good things to look forward to.
And when that placenta shoots out.
It doesn't shoot out, Bonnie. It's going to be fine.
Well, how does it come out then?
Slowly. It doesn't shoot.
Oh, gross. It creeps out?
Yeah.
It leeches out?
Yeah.
Oh.
Almost like a possum.
Are you going to name your possum placenta?
No, I don't think so.
You're insane. It's turned into the rant.
Oh, it's the weekend. How old are you, Bonnie? If you don't mind George asking.
I'm 39.
Oh, wow. Oh man. Sure. It was so unfortunate. No, 39. So that's actually awesome. You guys were trying for a baby, I'm assuming.
We were. Mm-hmm.
And aren't you incredible? Did you have to use any of the tricks that we have now at our disposal to have babies?
No. Mm-mm.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, that's good because a lot of 39-year-olds, you know, have trouble with the.
I know.
Baby
I know,
parts.
It was a concern. We were very blessed. So,
hey, will you send us a picture of the placenta?
Yeah, don't send us a picture of the baby, just the placenta.
Don't do that, Bonnie.
Do you know where this baby was conceived?
Yes.
That was Jared that did that.
You know what manner it was conceived?
Yeah. Uh huh.
And.
Yep. In the normal manner.
In the most Christian of ways.
That I don't remember.
Oh.
Exactly.
You don't remember. Do you remember the location where it was conceived?
Yeah, no, nowhere exciting. I mean, it was exciting to the participants.
It's only just at home, in your regular bed, missionary, correct, as Christian as can be, except for the hand on the throat or something weird like that.
The gun.
Yeah.
The hair pulling.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, geez.
We're losing her.
All right, Bonnie. Well, thank you.
Sorry, Bonnie.
In our nation's capital.
For Gordon. I'm sorry for Gordon.
Yes. That's okay. I mean, he makes me giggle, so.
What did you call about
that's
again?
One person.
She called asking
call
for something.
The Ticket Mouse.
A homeless care pack.
Mouse.
Oh, yeah, Ticket Mouse.
Yeah. We'll try to get a hold of him.
We will. Thank you, Bonnie, so much.
All right, she took up all our time.
There she did. Yes, she did. That's all right, though. Her and her baby. That counts as two callers.
Mm-hmm.